Happy Monday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching from It's Time For Me. So thank you for your feedback on the mindfulness week that we did last week. And if you missed any of it, do feel free to go back below this teaching and you can find everything that we did throughout the week. This week, I want to bring you ways to be able to tap into your own emotions a bit more, to figure out what's going on for you in a good way, in a bad way, and to get a sense of where you are in your life and obviously where you'd like to progress to. One of the things I think that we don't get a lot of time to, or make a lot of time to even, is to check in with ourselves. And this is one of the reasons I developed It's Time For Me, is to allow you that space to be able to ask yourself, how am I feeling? A lot of times, you know that way when we say hello to somebody or how are you, it doesn't really come with a lot of intent behind it. You know, hi, how are you keeping? When is the last time somebody actually said to you, hi, how are you? How are things? How are you feeling? How are you doing? But more importantly, when's the last time you actually asked yourself that? So what I'd like you to do today is to sit down and think of something that, well, first of all, connect with yourself and ask yourself that. How am I feeling? And listen to whatever comes up. So it might be I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling peed off at something, whatever it might be. And then what I'd like you to do as a simple exercise, this is a written exercise and it will take a couple of minutes or even longer if you give yourself time to do it. So it's I call it the why exercise. This is one of the quickest and simplest ways when I work with clients through coaching of getting them to the core of what's going on and figuring out the reasons behind it. When I do coaching with people, we do sessions that, you know, can last an hour to an hour and a half, and we do a lot of work together. And in that space of time, you know, we work through a lot of things. But this one simple exercise has proved to be, like I said, the quickest and simplest way of being able to get to the core of or the root of an issue for somebody. So think about how you're feeling, okay? And then write it down on a piece of paper. So for example, you might say, I am stressed. And underneath that, write why. So you look at your question, I am stressed. Why am I stressed? Write down your answer. For that answer, write down why. So it might be, I'm overloaded with responsibilities. Why? Why am I overloaded with responsibilities? Because nobody supports me. Why does nobody support me? Because I think I need to do everything myself. Why do I think I need to do everything myself? Because I've always had to do things myself. Why have I always had to do things myself? And so on. You get the gist of it. It's a really interesting exercise, but the one thing I would say to you is don't think too much or judge your thoughts too much. So for example, when you're asking the question why, whatever comes to mind, generally something will just shoot in straight away. Don't stop yourself from thinking about it or say, oh god, that's stupid, I shouldn't think that way. Just literally write down the piece of paper whatever comes to mind and then ask why and why and why. And it'd be interesting to see what answer you get at the bottom of the page. You can do this for as long as you like to get to that core, or you can do it for, you know, a short period of time, whichever feels best to you. That's literally all I want you to do today. And tomorrow I'm going to follow up with another exercise. But I hope you do find that enjoyable and find some answers of things that might be going on for you that maybe you haven't realized because you haven't had a lot of time to put into yourself or just haven't had a lot of time to actually think about it. So I wish you a lovely Monday and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.